setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, you've joined a conversation about what you were born to do. There is purpose in you. There is purpose that is needed from you. Simply put, you were created to fill a unique role in your work. You were needed. You must do it. You know that. And very simply, we are all about helping you make the income that you want and the impact that you want. Money and meaning. Meaning, it's a game changer. When you're going to work on Monday morning and you know, hey, I really get tremendous fulfillment and meaning out of my work, and I'm making a really nice paycheck. It's possible. The dream job is possible. We can help you get there. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. All right, I want to give you just this little piece of research that if you decide to do something with, you want to get breakthrough, you want to have sustained performance in your professional life, sustained growth and success, get this one fact. University of Harvard, I don't know if it's University of Harvard, it's Harvard University, excuse me. Every once in a while, folks, I got to self-edit. They've done a study, it's over 75 years old. They've followed people their whole life. It is the bedrock on relationships when it comes to this study. And they've determined that 95% of your success or failure is directly connected to the people you spend the most time with. 95% of your success or failure is directly connected to the people you spend the most time with. Now, this is going to make some of you uncomfortable, and I'm okay with that, because you better be taking stock. And not just professionally. You cannot separate personal purpose and professional purpose. You just can't. It's who we are. We are created to work. But I want to get beyond just the professional conversation as it relates to this data. This is true relationally, professionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. If you've got a gap from where you are to where you want to be in any area of your life, so there's some failure, there's some frustration, you're stuck, you need to examine how much the people you're spending time with are having an effect on that. I'm going to go with 95%. You show me a person that's not where they want to be, we start examining the relationships. Here's why. The people that we spend the most time with, they are the predominant voices in our head. It's our voice, their voice. You could be reading a book that could be helping you or have the potential to guide you and help you. And the voices that you're spending time with could drown it completely out. The negative people, the fearful people, oh man. If you're spending a lot of time, all of your time, outside of your family, and this includes family as well, but your friends and family members, if they're negative and scared, you're going to be negative and scared. Let's flip that. If you're spending time around people who are positive and hopeful, positive and purposeful, you fill in the blank. You're going to be that way as well. So the data bears it out. There's no arguing this. And so I bring this up today because I really want to simplify it. I don't need to spend any more time on that. You need to do an inventory of the people you spend the most time with. Are they lifting you or are they holding you back? Are they encouraging you or are they dragging you down? And you know what you need to do? You need to put up some boundaries. We blow people off every day. Come on, you know you do. You can do it really nicely. I didn't say you got to be ugly and nasty, say you are negative. I'm never going to spend any time with you the rest of my life. I'm not saying that. However, what I am saying is that you need to put some boundaries up so that you are limiting your exposure to those people. Watch the life change. Watch momentum. Watch opportunity and breaks happen for you when you begin to surround yourself with the right people. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to the phones. Seattle, Washington is where we start. Tyler is there. Tyler, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet. What's up?
Hey, so I'm trying to figure out how to deal with a coworker that's been, you know, pretty toxic. So, and then my boss is kind of more or less reinforcing that behavior.
Tell me what the toxic behavior is specifically.
So most of our group is outside sales, and so we have territories and all that kind of stuff. And of course, sales can get pretty competitive and all that. But there's been a lot of issues that come up that put the rest of us in bad situations with our clients and customers and non-communication, and then it turns around and becomes issues as far as when we're doing our work. And, you know, like I'll go and deal with a customer and then come to find out that, you know, they're already working with someone and all that kind of stuff, and none of us have any idea, and none of us, you know, so we're trying to find orders and they're calling us asking for stuff. And
okay, so let me ask you a question. Is that truly toxic behavior, or is that just irresponsible?
Well, it's definitely irresponsible, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trying to split hairs.
Right.
But there's a difference in how that's affecting you. One, I mean, it's dangerous, and then it sounds like this person is just kind of a disaster in details, undisciplined. Is that about right?
Yeah, but then, you know, he makes it look like he's good because, you know, bringing in good numbers and all that stuff.
Also, he is performing, and this is why, by the way, your leader won't do anything about it. That you just answered my next question.
Exactly.
He won't make this person change. He won't fix it because he's worried about losing the guy because the guy's driving numbers.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so I don't know that there's much you can do about it, man. You are in a classic situation where this is leader, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Leader blank, beep, right? That's what this is. This is awful. And this leader is allowing this guy to just crap all over everybody else, and you guys got to step in it, and he's not cleaning it up. That's what's going on. And I don't mean to discourage you, and I don't think you should be discouraged, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that there's much you can do about it because you've addressed it with the leader, and you're dealing with a fearful, scarcity-minded leader. And until the leader changes and does something about this, you're going to have to deal with it. Now, the good news is I wouldn't call this toxic. That word's getting used too much. And the reason why I'm pushing you on that is this is just a pig pen guy. You know, he's like the pig pen character on Charlie Brown. He's a disaster. He's shirking his responsibilities. This isn't toxic. So you can put up with this long enough, is my point, to find a better place. Start looking. Don't jump. Don't do anything drastic. But this isn't going to change. So you decide you want to be there or not, and then move forward. This is the Ken Coleman Show. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose. Helping you perform to your absolute peak, so that you can make the money and have the meaning in your work. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go to Detroit, Michigan next, the Motor City. Chris joins us there. Chris, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living the dream, Chris. What are you doing?
However, here's my question.
Okay.
I have a business partner. I have three business partners. One has exited as of last month, mm-hmm. and I'm left with one business partner. And I'm in a position where we've been business partners for 17 years, and he's never really pulled his weight. And it's just gotten worse over the years. So as of right now, we need to structure our partnership agreement.
Hey, Chris, yes. I'm sorry to step in, but you are coming in and out from a cell signal. Can we maybe get you to a different place and see if we can hear you better? Because I'm catching like every other syllable.
Okay. Does this sound better?
It does. Let's try that.
Okay.
So I caught this much. You got a business partner that is still there. You've one just exited. You got one more who hasn't pulled their weight. That's what I got.
That's exactly right.
Okay. So what's up?
So I am wondering, how do I approach and restructuring our partnership? He's probably bringing in about 5% of the revenue that I'm bringing in.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's review before we get to what's the approach. Let's just get the facts. So is it 50-50 now?
Yes.
Okay. And he brings in 5% of the revenue, and it's 50-50. You guys own it straight up 50-50. What happened when the other partner left? Did you just absorb that? Was it 33 and the third all the way, and then you guys made it 50-50? Is that what just happened?
Correct.
Did you have this conversation? I mean, in the midst of that, I'm just curious what's kind of happened up to this point that might be helpful to me to know. Around this idea that he's got to know that he's bringing in 5%, right? That's not a surprise.
Right. Mm. That is not a surprise. Okay. And when I have brought it up previously, he has said it's never been this bad. But when I brought it up previously, he has said, you know, don't you think I'm working hard? I'm trying.
How do you want to restructure it? That's my next question. What does restructure in your mind look like?
Restructure in my mind looks like, you know, because we have 8 employees, and right now I'm carrying everybody. So restructuring in my mind, I'm thinking would look like, you know, we cover base expenses, employee costs, everything else, and then maybe do a percentage of what's left over based on the percentage of what you've brought in revenue.
Mm-hmm. And as opposed to now, are you guys just taking, after all expenses, everybody's paid, you guys are splitting the net 50-50?
Currently, yes. And we're actually taking a lot less because our company has struggled, you know, with COVID in the last couple of years. So I'm taking probably we're both taking about a third of what we used to take.
Good. And you're putting the rest of that in retained earnings, essentially, as savings?
It's just sitting, you know, in the company. We're just, you know, being like, trying to be very fiscal.
That's amazing. Good for you.
Yeah.
So, but the way you described it to me wasn't very clear. I can imagine that it wouldn't be clear to him either, as far as what this new setup would look like. Because here's the problem. Anything that, you know, right now he's 50-50, and I understand you guys aren't truly dispensing all the profit, but the point is that's the deal. And so if you're going to come in and go, here's a much lesser percentage, all that matters to him is he was 50-50 and now, or, you know, how are you going to, because he owns 50% of the company. I feel like you're going to have to value what his 50% is worth. And if you're going to change and restructure, I don't see that going well. I feel like you're just going to have to buy him out.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong. I'm just telling you where my head's at based on what limited information you've given me. Do you think that's right?
No, I don't think he would be bought out.
Oh, you don't think he'll sell?
I think he's... No.
Okay.
No. I know he wouldn't.
Oh, okay. So what makes you think he's going to restructure then?
Right, I know. Well, that's the problem. Well, I guess if I am... You know, just giving him, so far this year, he's brought in $39,000 worth of revenue, right? And I've brought in $655,000.
Yeah.
But we're making the same amount.
I get it.
And so.
Doesn't matter.
I'm thinking, you know.
Here's the problem. Yeah. First of all, it does matter. You know it matters. But it doesn't matter.
Correct.
Because that's not how your structure's set up. You were a three-way partnership, and now you got two. And if this guy won't sell... I don't know that I would take that for an answer. There is always a number and there is a motivator. What motivates him? Why wouldn't he sell? What do you think?
Because he has a fantastic life. Like, he's fine because, you know, he's doing what he wants to do and not doing much of anything.
I understand, but this isn't going to, that's not, you have two alternatives. Either you just assume that and you accept it and you deal with all this resentment that's building in you day by day. Am mm-hmm. I right?
Right.
Do you want to be that woman who has to deal with all that resentment and just kind of just stick it out? Or do you want to go, this isn't right, and I'm going to make it right, and the only way I make it right is give this guy motivation to live his best life somewhere else?
Yeah.
That, to me, is the only scenario. If you think he won't consider selling, which, by the way, that's not true, he would. Because if you just go to him right now and go, this is your deal. Because the reality is right now, we can't keep this arrangement up. Now, this is brass tacks talk. Because you have nothing to lose. You're stuck with him right now. So the only way you get rid of him is by, let's put some real boundaries in place and have some really hard conversations and say, I'm willing to make it worth your while. But going forward, we can't keep doing this. You've got to bring in more revenue. Yeah. But here's the problem with that. You could say that all day long, but you have no penalty. There's no way for you to penalize him. You can't fire him.
I know.
Yeah. I know. So this is a difficult conversation, and you're going to have to just... You're just going to have to own it. And I think the way I would go about it is I would be very clear and very kind, but I would be very straightforward. Super clear on, here is the problem. I'm a human being. I know you're working hard. I'm not trying to question you all the things. He's going to make it about him. That's what he did when you brought it up the first time. You're going to have to go, look, this is the reality. These are the results. Do you dispute the results? He's going to go, no, I can't dispute the results. Well, then this is what it's causing. And I'm trying to be fair. I cannot fire you, but if you were just a normal employee, I would have fired you by now. And we got to come to it. We got to figure this out. This is not fun. What would you do if you were me? Bring him into the conversation with questions around this stuff, too. And just go, look, I am willing to buy you out and pay you. So come up with a plan. Before I'd go into this conversation, if I were you, I'd get some advice from some other business people that you really respect and maybe somebody who's done some of this partnership stuff before, but I would come up with a plan on paper that you would sit there and go, okay, this would require commitment and I'd have to hustle to do this, but it is doable and this is the most I'm willing to pay him to get him out. And I would come up with that plan. All right. So off of future profits, maybe some type of a nice, compensation package for him to leave. Like, here's your exit package. And here's how I'm going to pay you your 50% over the next 3 years or whatever. I'd come up with a plan that you go, I can do this, number one. Number two, I want to do it. And I think it's the best option. I'd put it in front of him and make him say no to it. But I'd also keep putting the pressure on him to perform. And let's hope that he fires himself and leaves. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We help you discover what you were born to do, get there, and excel. Doing work that you love, making money, that you desire, impact, money, meaning, it's all possible. It's not the mythical journey that a few lucky souls have figured out. There's a clear path, and that's what we help you do. 844-747-2577. One of the resources we bring to you is a free resource that I think is absolutely one of the tools you need to be using in your tool belt if you're going after the thing. They're calling this year the Great Resignation. I see numbers all over the place. 55% of the population thinking about moving. 95%. It's all over the board. A lot of people going, hey, I want to move up. I want to make more. I want to do work that I really love. ZipRecruiter is the number one hiring site in the United States. Their candidates are three times as likely to get hired. So why did I agree to endorse them? Well, number one, they're the best. Number two, it's super easy. 1 to 2 minutes filling out a profile, maybe 3 minutes, you know, and then you hit click and they begin immediately recruiting for you, pushing your profile to companies that have jobs listed with them. And they keep you up to date. If a company looks at your profile, you get an update. If they give your profile a thumbs up, you get an update. If they request your contact information, you get an update. So you're not in the dark. And it's free to you. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. I'm not asking you to buy anything. It's the number one hiring site in the country. So super excited to partner with them. I think you need to be putting yourself out there at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken today. It's the easy, free, and best way to get hired. Go, go, go. Let's go to Orem, Utah. Alex joins us there. Alex, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How's it going?
I'm living the dream, Alex. What are you doing?
Trying to find the purpose with that there, too.
There we go.
Today, yeah. So, anyways, I recently was at a fine tech job that I came out of college from. I was working as an auto credit specialist there. And then COVID hit, and then that was in April 2020. I was affected by that, and they gave me an option to do a collections or customer service role. I chose the customer service role and did that for a year and 4 months. Had a PIP, had some struggles along the way, but I was able to overcome that. But eventually, it just came to the point where I was working remotely, and I just crashed and burned, and I recently had to give my 2 weeks without anything lined up. But my question to you is today is,
Hold on. Uh-huh. What do you mean you crashed and burned and you had to give your notice?
Good question. So, I just was, you know, working remotely. We were overworked, pretty hard, with this customer service role. And, you know, I was looking and stuff, but I felt it was affecting my mental health, working in the role that started to kind of, filled my physically role. So,
okay. So you chose, they didn't push you out. You just said, I can't do this anymore.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. What's your question?
So yeah, my question is, basically I know in interviews, I'm going to be getting obviously the question, why did you leave your company? And my question to you is how am I able to phrase that to where I can just keep it short and concise when I answer that question to companies, and then if we're not just kind of mulling around it during the interview, but I can kind of address it, the answer, and then just move forward.
I think shorter the better, and I think you don't throw any leader under the bus. You just say, look, COVID hit, and it affected our workforce tremendously. We were told to work remotely. I was working remotely, but the amount of hours we were being asked to work got to the point where it just wasn't healthy anymore. And I didn't want to damage my mental health, and I didn't want to let it begin to affect my work. And I realized that there's, you know, that I want to do something different, and it was just the right time. So I'm here because this is the kind of work I want to do. I would just kind of segue into why you're here. I wouldn't throw anybody under the bus. You know, I want to be careful how I say this. I can't think of any other way to say it. And we live in a world where if I went outside, looked at the sun, came back in and on social media said, the sun is hot, someone would disagree with me. So I'm just going to, I think, say it. Mental health is such a hot button thing. And I mean, it's just a thing. So I believe you that it was affecting your mental health. I'm in no way minimizing it. I'm just saying mental health is such a serious thing. If you mention that, I think everybody's going to kind of stay away from that. I don't think you say, I broke down, I couldn't do it anymore. Don't give them any reason to think that you're unstable. Do you understand what I'm saying? But just go look. It was getting to the point where it was just too much. I was drinking from a fire hydrant. Give them something kind of fun, playful metaphor where they're just like, oh, yeah, I know what that feels like. And then move quickly on. Just say, I didn't want it to affect my work because it was beginning to affect me. And I just knew it wasn't right. And plus, long term, I want to be doing this kind of work. This is a better format for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I definitely
high road.
Get that.
High road, less details. Do not throw the company under the bus. Don't throw your leader under the bus. Just, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they need to see a smile. Sure. They need to see a guy who looks very healthy. Does it look like he's got, stress and burnout going on? And they go, it's a very mature guy. And I think we just keep on rolling. Speaking of, we'll do that too. Let's go to Logan, who joins us in, Bucyrus, Ohio. Boy, am I hooked on phonics, thanks to Amanda. Logan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
It's good to talk to you, Ken.
Well, I would say the same. It's good to talk to you, Logan. What's up?
I am exhausted of running in circles.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at your plight, but I just love the way you said that. I think I would be exhausted running in circles too. I think that would happen. What are you running in circles for? Why?
My wife says, I wouldn't say it about myself, but my wife says I'm good at anything I try. And I've had multiple jobs. I'm 32 years old. I have worked in HVAC and plumbing for the past couple of years. It's something that I did out of necessity when my wife lost her job. I went and picked up the trade and did that for 4 or 5 years. I've never been super passionate about it, but
be passionate about? What work would you love? You go, Ken, if I did this for 75% of my day, I'd feel like I was stealing from somebody.
That's hard for me to figure out.
I've
been mulling around with ideas.
All right, give me the two ideas.
So my wife is in nursing, and I was a nurse's aide at one point. I took your career assessment, and from what I see, there's some medical stuff in there, but there's also stuff about being a protector in there as well.
Okay, so you took my Get Clear career assessment. I want you to read your purpose statement to me and the audience. Read it slowly.
I was created to use my talents of inspection, discernment, compassion to perform my passions of analyzing, researching, advocating, to accomplish my mission of service by producing assistance and protection.
All right. Very nice. And so when you got your results, how did it feel?
It felt right on.
Spot on.
Spot on.
So you're telling me when you read that purpose statement that ideas don't just pop up in your head?
They do, but they're things that I've been between.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I just want to know, okay, so here's the deal. All right? We're coming up on a commercial break, but you're going to get what few callers get. And you're going to get like some bonus thinking time during the commercial break. When we come back, I want you to tell me very clearly the two or three things that pop up when you read that purpose statement. And then I want us to walk through those. We're going to look at those. We're going to go, where does your heart lean towards those one, two, or three things? Could be all three. But the fact that we have ideas and you're telling me you got some clear ideas and you're kind of, well, Ken, I can't figure out how to decide. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be so easy. I want you to be ready to describe them quickly when we come back from the commercial break, and we're going to do the heart test. Don't move, folks. This is going to be fun. Logan took the Get Clear career assessment, and he's trying to figure out what to do, and we're going to do some heart surgery. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We're coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. Boy, we got a bunch of people in the lobby today, and it reminds me to tell you, folks, if you're coming to Nash Vegas, because a lot of people are, they're moving here from non-freedom-loving states because they want to come back to America. So I say to those people, you're welcome if you vote the way we vote. If you're not going to vote the way we vote, stay where you are. That's the reason you're leaving. Jeez. It's about as political as I'm going to get. Just leave that. You can interpret that as you will. If you want to send me hate email, go ahead, because I don't read any of them. So there you go. But we got people in the lobby today. It's great. Right after this, I'm going to move right over next door to the Ramsey Show, the second largest radio show in America. Co-host that today. But if you want to come see us, we've got free goodies, beverages, cold, hot. We got baked goods. We love to come out and shake hands, take pictures, sign books, because my kids need shoes. So if you want to come, we'd love to see you. It's always fun to see smiling faces here watching the shows. And I'll just tell you, we're in these fabulously gorgeous studios, you know, behind the glass, and you feel like a zoo animal. And it's nice when people wave at you. It's nice when people look, you know, it's kind of like, oh, don't feed the monkeys, you know. But we love when folks come by. So check us out, RamseySolutions.com. You can find out what our schedule is that given day and let us know that you're coming. So good stuff. 844-747-2577. Okay. So right before the commercial break, Logan was on the line. Logan took my brand new Get Clear Career Assessment. Okay. And he read his purpose statement, which is the real payoff of this assessment. And Logan's going, I got a couple ideas, but I can't decide. So I said, Logan, I want to know those top ideas. And we're going to do the heart test. So here we go. Logan, you're back on the Ken Coleman Show. You ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right. What are the two or three things, these career paths work, that you're just bouncing between? You can't seem to decide. What are they?
Maybe nursing, law enforcement, or paramedic.
Okay, great. Now, when you give me those three, do you see, based on your results from your Get Clear Career Assessment, do you see a pattern in those three options?
Yes.
What is the pattern? Tell us.
Well, my mission statement said using compassion. I can see that and needed in all three roles, as well as
the missional result, service.
Yes, your service. Analyzing, discernment, inspection.
Yep.
And researching.
All that comes into play for all three of those roles, just in different applications. True or false?
True.
So what you're doing is your mind is racing, and I understand that's who we are as humans. We just don't want to make the wrong decision. But what if I told you that all three of those are in your sweet spot based on your purpose statement? Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
So that takes the pressure off a little bit, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because there's not a wrong decision. So you need to change your mindset right now in how you're looking at these three career paths as not the wrong decision. I don't want to make the wrong decision because none of these are wrong decision. We change the mindset to what's the best path for me. Makes sense?
Makes sense.
So based on today, and I'm not going to hold you to this, but I'm going to give you one other thing to do that I think is going to make this super clear. But just where we sit right now, which one of those three is in the lead if you had to choose today?
I'd say nursing probably.
Yeah. All right, so I have two homework assignments for you, okay? The first homework assignment is, and I want you to write this down. I think pen to paper, and I'm a big pencil guy. I actually use pencils. I pencil to paper because you can erase it and you don't get all gunked up in your head. Homework assignment is nursing, law enforcement, paramedics. I want you to take a piece of paper and I want you to write nursing on the left side, law enforcement in the middle, paramedic on the right, and draw some lines. And I want you to, underneath each one of those, I want you to just write why you would want to do that. Just your why. Okay? Get specific.
Okay.
All right? I think that's really important. What intrigues you? Because all three of those career options are about serving people. Period.
Yes.
So yes. What types of service are intriguing you? What part of those roles is drawing you to them. That's homework assignment number one. When you get it out of your head and you get it on paper, you begin to see it. The second homework assignment is, I want you to use my proximity principle, which says in order to do what Logan wants to do, he's got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. Now, that principle is designed to bring opportunities to you, but it also allows you to clarify and verify. So you do the first homework assignment. Second homework assignment is you need to seek out and spend time with lunch, coffee, a Zoom call, whatever, minimum 30 minutes with a nurse, somebody in law enforcement, and a paramedic. And it's good old fashioned, if you remember high school or college when we had to do a term paper, just ask questions. If you can shadow them, and they will allow you to shadow them, I would shadow them. Do a ride along in the car. Shadow 4 or 5 different types of nurses. Shadow, talk with paramedics. Here's why. When we clarify everything involved in their day, the good, the bad, the ugly, how they got there, how long it took to get qualified, how long it took to get hired. I mean, you're doing a full-on term paper on those three positions. Those answers, plus what you wrote down in homework assignment number one, I promise you, your heart is going to tell you which one to choose. You got it?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
You bet, dude. Pretty stinking simple, but you just got to do the work. It's clarify and verify. And folks, can I just tell you something? I don't want to skip over this. I just gave that young man some tactical work, but I want you to catch what was happening in the tactical, practical work I gave him. We are trying to allow him to see his heart. Our heads screw up more opportunities than anything else in our life. Not somebody else screwing you over or passing you by. Our own heads. We get in our heads and we start running things in our heads and we can't make a decision without questioning, second guessing, all this kind of stuff. And you know what we got to do? We got to quiet the head when we're in a state of confusion, and we got to listen to our heart. And that's why I preach, clarify, 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 and in clarifying, we verify. And so those two assignments that I gave him, to sit down and write down, why are you drawn to the work of a paramedic? Why are you drawn to the work of law enforcement? Why are you drawn to the work of nursing? Got to get that stuff out of our head and write it down. And in that process, our brain turns off the logic and our heart begins the process of saying yes or no. It's that simple. And so when he sits and he shadows and he interviews professionals in each of those three areas, the brain does its part. It is receiving information. But when we receive the right information, the brain's doing what it's supposed to do and just logging the information. And then our heart is going to respond. You all know this. If you're parents or if you're a leader, you've seen it before. Where maybe you're helping your kid work through something that's really complex to them, or somebody on your team that you're leading, and you're sitting there and you're just helping them kind of see everything, clarify all the different complexities, and then you've seen them light up when they get breakthrough. What's happening? The brain is processing the information, and then the heart locks in. Oh, okay. I'm going to be okay. Or I know how to handle this now. And I go from up here to down here. Don't miss this. When we're making big old decisions, like the work that I'm supposed to do with my life, meaningful work, your head is going to do its job. But if you don't allow the heart to truly speak into it, you're going to stay on the merry-go-round. And you know how he started his phone call? He said, Ken, I'm exhausted from running around in circles. Yeah. So there's too much thinking and not enough feeling. Hey, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, remember this, you matter and you do have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.